they get to travel around with us when we make choices to do these studies. So we have one presentation for tonight. I'm sorry I didn't stop to find out who Wendy is. Part of the team, good. So we'll get started with your presentation.
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks. So I'm Wendy Monk, and I'm presenting tonight on behalf of the Forest Hill PSS. And I've lived in the area for a few years. My eldest child is in Grade 1 French Immersion at this school, and then I have a younger son who will be joining a school in the next couple of years. So this was more general for those of you up on the deck, but our PSSC is very active, and we work with the school just to make sure that we ensure the best possible learning environment for the staff and the students that are part of this school. And I think partly because we are a small school and partly because we have an active like volunteer community, one of the things about our school is that, you know, that people come to again and again is the fact that it's a very wonderful, warm, inclusive community at this school. And that's something that we hear again and again when we talk to people. And we're certainly very proud as volunteers to be part of that. So the sustainability study came up, and obviously we've had information sessions. Information's come up from the deck. We've had information communication through the school. And as a PSSC, we decided that we'd like to reach out to the school community and the wider local community, just to get their feedback on the three options. Just kind of start initiating some communication from within the school and within the PSSC to that community. So we developed a questionnaire, a very simple questionnaire, laid out the three options that are out there, the status quo, the, you know, improvements, or the new school facility. And we basically gave them five options, whether they strongly opposed it, supported it, or strongly supported it. And of course, we gave them the kind of fallback option of no opinion in case they felt like they couldn't, you know, make a call on that. As well as those three questions, we also gave them the opportunity to provide kind of open feedback. So just an open field there where they could write down questions, concerns, or just comments in general. And we'll come, pull upon some of those as we go through. So the survey was shared with the community, so the wider community via social media, so kind of, you know, the Skyline Acres, Southwood kind of community, the feeder kind of communities for this school and Liverpool Street. And then it was also shared from within the school via email. It's just an online survey that people could click on and communicate. So, who did we have in our fifth districts? We had, my number's down here, so I'm done. We had 33 people from the wider community who participated. An extra six people clicked on the link and contemplated doing the survey but didn't actually give out any answers. We had four staff within the school, excuse me, and 64 parents and caregivers associated with the school took part in the survey. Again, there were four extras there who clicked on it and then, you know, for whatever reason decided not to fill out, which is, you know, totally fine. So as a total, we had 101 people actually participate in the survey, which, you know, given the size of our community, the size of the school, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each of the three options and basically the results from those surveys, and then afterwards we'll just kind of draw some kind of conclusions that we came to as like the PSSC on behalf of this. So option one, status quo. So for each of these, I've got the option at the top, and then it's just the same layout as before with the community. So we've got the wider community, the staff, and then the parents and caregivers, because I think it's interesting to see the differing opinions depending on where people are coming from, whether it's staff or whether it's, you know, the wider community who may or may not have children who've been through the school or are coming into the school, or whether it's like an active kind of parent caregiver. And so at the bottom there, you can kind of see, so they're going to be blue if they support or strongly support it. They're going to be black if they kind of didn't feel like they could give an opinion. And then it'll be orange if they oppose or strongly oppose it. So for option one, status quo, we had a number of people across all groups who felt like they just wanted to keep things as they are and they were comfortable with where they were. This is the largest group of people who felt they had no opinion on this, and I'm not sure why. Maybe they just feel like they didn't have the information to make a decision, or they just didn't feel like they could commit kind of either way. And we had a large number of people who were opposed or strongly opposed to that. So I thought I'd just pull out some of the quotes that we got and the feedback that we got from this, as that they were linked to like the different options. So people felt who were against this kind of option one, they really felt that the school is overcrowded, poor air quality, something that was kind of happened today when we had the And they felt that the school is literally crumbling. Might be a little extreme, but that was their opinion. Someone else who was kind of against and opposed option one, they felt like, you know, while the idea of a small school, K to one, is really endearing, they felt like it was a nightmare of inconvenience. And they felt that, you know, the associated upheavals that goes through each transition from school to school, by the time their child gets to FHS, they'll have been through four schools, because they've done Forest Hill, Liverpool Street, Bliss Carman, and then FHS. And for them and their children, they felt that that was a lot of upheaval to go through. However, there are people who support this, and they feel that, you know, having a school with about 500 students, as there would be with like the new proposed school, the K-5 school, it'd be almost overwhelming, at least for their children. And they also felt it would affect the teacher's ability to give that kind of personalized one-on-one time, which is certainly something we get here at the school. We have all the staff and all the teachers know all the students. So, option two, necessary repairs. Same setup as before. There are actually a surprising number of people who supported this option and felt that they could support this option and move through to, you know, just keeping the school as is, but just providing for those necessary repairs that we've talked about in the previous meeting. Few people had no opinion, and here's our breakdown for the kind of opposed. So it's almost balanced between those who were supporting and those who were opposed and not opposed to it. In terms of feedback, again, people talking about not enough space, bursting at the seams, and they don't actually see that the renovations being able to honestly improve the facility standards, which I think is a very interesting opinion, and they felt it was unfair on the the children in the neighbourhood and those coming. This person supported it. They said, even if it's aging, it's small, which is the entire reason I purchased a home in this area, and it's awful to have a school that large, and they wouldn't wish that along for their own children. So they were, I've cut out some of the quotes, it was quite long, but they were coming from an area in Ontario with a very, very large school, and they really felt like the small school that we have here was perfect for their child. And I like this quote here. This person said that Forest Hill Elementary School is a diamond in the rough, and it's an amazing opportunity to expose children to the school system in a small setting, children of their own age group. So again, it's the idea of this small K to one and that kind of small community feel. So, option three. You can see here we have overwhelming support for option three across all groups. One lonely person had no opinion. And very few people were opposed or strongly opposed to those. And when you break down those people who are strongly opposed, they were strongly supportive of the previous two options. So we looked across those. In terms of, you know, feedback from people, again, it comes down to this idea of a smaller school and it allowing students, you know, as they move into the school system, which is already a stressful time for kind of young children, allowing them to kind of gently transition into like a school environment, without having the stress of so many grades and so many students. In terms of supporting, again, it keeps coming back to this idea of community and spirit associated with the school. People are really proud to be part of this community. So, you know, they feel that it's wonderful, but they feel that with a new school where they can safely learn and play, and there's little room at Forest Hill to accommodate diverse needs of the student population. And this person here is, as much as they love that small school setting, just having that extra and appropriate space will have a positive impact on staff and students. So again, people were coming back to it wasn't just about the children, it was also about the staff's, you know, abilities and, you know, enjoyment of being in a facility and having opportunities to work and grow. So just summarize those across all participants. We've got the three options there, and they're just broken down by the percentages. So you can see that breakdown where, you know, option one, the majority really did oppose or strongly oppose that, with the greatest number of people with no opinion. The second option there is balance between those who, you know, oppose it or support it. And finally there, you can see that 90% of participants, you know, supported or strongly supported moving towards to having a new K-5 school in the area. There were other concerns that were raised by the community, and I think it's fair in terms of having a balanced presentation to raise those with you. So concerns raised by the community, and we did indicate to people that if they had more questions and things, they, you know, they should come to the district to pose those and go through forums. But just in broad summary, the location of the new school, there's a lot of concern about where it will be, whether it will still be in the neighbourhood, what space it will go on and where that will be. And building on that, certainly traffic congestion and traffic safety, traffic concerns. Someone talked talked about, if it was on the Liverpool Street site, you know, it's already overwhelmed with congestion now, and that's just a grade 2 to 5 school. So what happens when you add all the extra 2 grades and plus all the extra things associated with that? There was a fair amount of concern about mixed age groups. This idea of, you know, right now we have this K-1s, easy transition into school, but then when you start mixing with the older grades and the potential influence of those older children on the younger children, you know, and people are genuinely concerned about that. There was concern about staff-to-student ratios in the new school, but as we know, those are kind of set anyway, so those wouldn't change, but it's something that's worrying people, and so maybe that's some information that certainly needs to be put out from the district, that people really understand that those kind of staff-to-student ratios are already set. And in terms of the kind of, you know, if we go with option 2 and it's kind of, you know, doing the maintenance for the school, when's that going to happen? And there's certainly concerns about, you know, addressing ongoing health and safety concerns. And if you were to go with option 3 with the new school, you know, what maintenance would be done in the meantime? Because a new school isn't going to happen next year or the year after. It's going to be a while in the pipeline. So what's going to be done to the school in the meantime to address health and safety? So then these were the supporting factors, and as a group we've discussed these in terms of option 3. So the first thing is health and safety. So a new school is going to provide, you know, a safer learning and working environment. So we're looking at this from the perspective of the students, but also from the staff and the teachers. The idea of kind of inclusivity in improving that. So by having a new school, you're going to have those additional resource rooms, additional accessibility, and you're going to be able to support diverse needs. Here at the school, we can't support wheelchair access, for example. And that means, I'm sure, that periodically you're having to turn away students who can't be accommodated neighborhood school. You're going to give them a modern learning environment, so improved resources, better learning space, and that's going to strengthen their learning experience overall. You're going to offer better extracurricular activities. Right now we have things like mad science, that's great, and it comes into the school and the students can take part, but if you have a bigger school, more space, you're going to have to be able to have better extracurricular opportunities, which is going to be able to enhance and engage children and their families through a better space. And finally, you're going to be able to have, you know, community and school kind of program enhancements. So if you have a larger school, you have improved capacity for various things, whether it's fundraising. So, you know, right now we struggle to raise money to make improvements in the school because we have so few students and so few people who can contribute. If you have a larger school, you have more opportunities for that. You have more opportunities to access volunteers. We're really lucky here. We have an active PSSC and an active home and school, active breakfast program, all being run by volunteers. But if you have more students, there's more people that you can draw on, and then it's not relying on you know, such a small group. You're going to be able to access youth-orientated activities, and there's also the possibility of, you know, having some kind of childcare opportunity within a larger school, whether some, you know, after-school care or preschool care. So these were kind of like the 5 things that we really felt were important. So this is my last slide. So just our final thoughts. We really like this quote from one of the current parents or caregivers at the school. And they're basically like, you know, kids first, basically. You know, what's best for their education and what's best for their health is really all that matters in terms of their fit. And that was a theme that came through. You know, they're like, just do what's right in terms of the children, and not just the children now, but the children, you know, coming through to the system in years to come. So I think really we have, as I said, a really strong school community who really do enjoy this smaller school environment. It's certainly very caring. But they really, as you saw, 90% of them showed that support for option 3 because of those clear benefits of the new facilities and new opportunities for the staff and the students, but also for the wider community as well. So that's what we have here.
She's our political.
I can be good. I know. I'm just going to be complimentary. I mean, that was a fantastic, proposal or presentation. Yeah, it was very clear, very easy to understand, and you are a good presenter.
Yes, very.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
do do probably for my show. It may be one of the reasons I was on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Questions?
Just, yeah, I have one. The wider community.
Yeah.
How did you connect with the wider
community? So they were connected by social media. So there's active Facebook groups within the neighborhood.
Okay.
So for both Skyline and for Southwood. And so it was reached out by that. Of course, you're relying on the fact that people are using Facebook, so you're not going to get everyone. But I still, I think we're all pretty proud of the fact that, we did get that community. 34 people signed up to do it from the wider community. Mm-hmm. Just from them clicking on a link on Facebook. So.
There might be someone from the community who has a question or a comment that you'd like to make, since we're a little bit of time.
I'm going too fast, sorry.
No.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Sometimes we have, 10 to 12 presenters, so.
Oh, okay.
So this is just a relief,
Thank
you. To be able to take our time and think about things. Anyone else have any comments?
Just agree that it was an excellent presentation, and often you do the online survey and your results go into space and you never see the collection afterwards, so thanks.
No, it was pretty good. They were helpful, I think, to get it as well. So,
good comments there too about what would happen if you were to locate a Liverpool congestion as a concern, and things that we wouldn't have any.
I'm pretty sure we can share the comments maybe with the district. I think that might help, because of course I just picked out some, ones that kind of represented some of the opinions, that captured most of the opinions, but there were other things in there where people, so there might be something in there that would be useful.
If you want to send those to Carol, she can either post them on the website or just send them to the DEC members, whichever you'd like.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's any confidentiality
thing. Okay, that would be great then. And you have the
presentation.
Great. So, yes.
Question. So option 3 for you is 2, right? Option 3. What do you do with this now?
So now we have to deliberate. We have another meeting yet, one at Liverpool, and they community from Liverpool, and some of you may be part of that group as well, will present in 2 weeks. And then after that, we have to think seriously between now and January about what our choice would be. And in January, we have a meeting where we vote to make a decision on after that, if it's option 1, then that's it. If it's option 2, then we have to think about what we're looking for in terms of repairs and monies, and where we will ask for that money from, what budget. And if it's option 3, and we're asking for a new school, then it's basically out of our hands. We will tell the department, we'll tell the government that we want a new school, present the study so that the minister knows we've done everything that we're supposed to do and that this is the best option in our decision for the communities, and then we wait for a decision. So whether we get a new school or not will be dependent upon government decisions. And where it goes is as well, although the district will be able to make some recommendations.
So
we kind of jumped the gun and said we want a new school on the south side and a new school on the north side, knowing that depending on the results of these studies, we can pull that off. If we decide that we don't want a new school on the south side, we can take it off and put something else there. We've maintained 5 to 6 things on that list and hope that we get something.
And they don't necessarily pick them up.
But we're hoping.
One question I had that I found tough to choose between the option 2 and 3 is not knowing what the transition plan is. So if there is a major upgrade, you know, does that take a year, and during that time do the students go? And if it's a new construction, you know, does that happen while students are still here? Or are they off to a third school while that's happening?
It will depend on the decision that the DEC makes. So we may say we vote to close Forestville School when a new school is ready. Or we may say Forestville School needs to close now and those students need to go. But we are in a quandary because go where? In the Southside, there isn't any place to send them.
Just the point that related to the survey results. I know I found it tough to choose not knowing what that year or two or whatever might have been.
And we're really in the same boat because if we put the school, a new Southside School on the list, we might get one next year. And, you know, it might be 3 or 4 years before they decide that a new Southside School for Fredericton is in the works. We believe, or most of us believe, that we need 5 new schools in Fredericton. So we've asked for one in the Hanwell Road, or in the Hanwell area. We're looking for right away a Southside and perhaps a Northside, depending on the results of these studies. The Northside study that we had done recommended a second new Northside school around the Climbing Lake area. And the Southside study said, watch the population, and if it continues to grow as it has been, then you're going to need another school on the Southside. So I think that any planning government would look ahead and look at this city and say, there's a reason why many of our schools are dropping in number and why this school is growing, or the city is growing. And there isn't anything we can do. We can. We can keep adding portables, but we're almost at our limit with some of our schools. And where you would put another portable increasing. We talked about stacking them, but I'm not sure that's So we are really in the same boat. When we go to make our decision, we have to say, well, what will happen to those kids if we don't get one right away? And, you know, can we say we desperately need a new school, and will that make a difference?
So what are the options? If it was that the students can't remain in the school while a new school is being built, would it be to go to another elementary school, or would they have to find an alternate building that they can house them in? Like, what are sort of options that way?
So far we've been given to understand that it's safe for students to continue here. So that, and that will continue. And anything that's necessary to be done will be done as long as it's needed. So I think that will be the option that students will probably remain here. And that the district will do whatever has to be done to keep it going.
That obviously wouldn't be the case in the second option.
Right. If we voted to...
If you voted for option 2,
right.
Kids can't stay here.
So again, depending on the amount of money that would be needed to bring the school up to code, or to put in the things that the school would like to have, like the gymnasium and things like that, that might have to go in that same list of wishes. So it might have to be added as a Forestville expansion in our list of major capital. So instead of a Southside, a new Southside school, maybe we would have that, or maybe we would have a new Southside school and renovations to Forest Hill vying against one another in that list. I would think it would. I think the money that would have to be spent on this building would probably put us into major capital.
What are some of the things that would need to be done to this?
air system, I would think, would be number one. I guess really there isn't a lot to say you would absolutely.
I think, Kim, if you went back and looked at the original presentation, all of that information is in that.
Yeah.
In the district's presentation.
Right, what the school doesn't have. So the school doesn't have a standard gymnasium size. School doesn't have a cafeteria. School doesn't have
accessibility.
So all of those things that were in that first presentation, and that's on the website if you haven't had a chance to see it. All of those things that the school doesn't have. And once you get into looking at those things, you're talking a fairly substantial amount of money. Then we say, well, what's better? I wish we had real control. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Yeah. I think that we're in an unfortunate position and that we are asked to make the decision on the sustainability of schools, but then we don't have any control over what happens from there. So I just think that maybe the people making this decision should be the people who are going to say, okay, we're going to build a new one. That's the way it is. And the same with the three choices. We've had questions in the last couple of meetings about why we stick to those three options, but that's all we are allowed to have for those three options. So. Anybody thought of anything else? No? It was a great presentation. And a good survey format, too.
Yes. We may use that.
Yes. Maybe on we may keep calling you. Okay, well thank you again staff for coming out and thank you for the community and your interest in what's going on in the community of the school. And we maybe we'll see some of you in the And then in January when we make our decision it will be at a public meeting. A regular public meeting, but there will be a separate section of that meeting devoted to this topic, and it will be in at Fredericton High School, and